The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Yo, episode 73, Made in Chapel podcast. We live. Welcome to the podcast, man. Episode 73. Mandem, you know what time it is. Introduce yourself.
Yep. Cole Sanusi, big 2L in the building. What it do?
It's Ema G45. 4-5 is
silent. The 4-5 is silent, did you say?
Yeah, because the thing is, you can't really hear it afterwards. It's done its damage.
I hear that. Mm. Man, put the silencer on it like John Wick. You know that one where they're just... we've got a special guest in the building. Renee, tell them about yourself. Introduce yourself.
Hey, yeah, man. You said the name Renee. You know what I'm saying? I don't even know what to say. Do you get what I'm saying? Because I'm not famous, innit? You know what I'm saying?
You don't have to be famous.
Oh, wait, we're not famous either, my guy.
I'm trying, you get what I'm saying? But Eman's brethren, you get what I'm saying? Obviously, always checked podcast, you get what I'm saying? Always, you get what I'm saying? Tuning in on the lives and that. You get what I'm saying? And then obviously, as Eman knows, certain man wanted to kind of slander certain man's name. I've been asking him for the longest, saying like, look, that man needs to defend certain people with it. You get what I'm saying?
I hear that.
Eman just, I see, you know when Batman has the little logo thing in the sky, yeah? I see that and I was like, Eman needs me. So I was like, all right, I'm ready for this. Right. Gave me the time. Obviously, I was late as per usual. Do you get what I'm saying? But now I'm piggy man off though.
So happy to have you on, man. All right, so the first topic for today, we're just going to get straight into it, is Chip's latest album, Snakes and Ladders. I guess we're essentially just going to review it. I'm going to let you guys get off how you feel. Renee, tell us how you feel about the album.
Listen, yeah, I'm going to say this first and foremost. I don't even know if Chipmunk himself will see this, but if he sees this, he needs to understand that that album is his best body of work since I've known Chipmunk from when he was doing the Westwood freestyle. Yeah. I honestly believe Chipmunk's only probably done one bad album, and that was 10-10.
Okay,
I remember when he was like a little child. Yeah, that album was shocking. Actually, not, let me not even say shocking because there was a couple tunes on there, but I just weren't feeling it. But this album has everything. Do you get what I'm saying? Mm. It's got a bit of Afrobeat. Obviously, it definitely has a little bashment vibe on it. Obviously, he's got his grime vibe on it as well. Do you get what I'm saying? Mm. Then he got something for the girls as well. Do you get what I'm saying? I personally think he should have charted higher, personally. But do you get what I'm saying?
Nah, 7 is a good place to chart. It's a top 10 album. Like that's a different breed. Independent as well. I think that has to be. Listen, the only thing I'm going to give him credit for is, you know, he is now a UK legend. His place is solidified. Like that ain't going nowhere. That's not changing. You know, and whether album charted 7 independently, that's a win. You know, you have to clap anytime someone in the scene does well. You have to give them their flowers and we have to clap. I disagree with you. I don't think it was I think it was okay at best. I don't think it was that great, personally. For me, I just weren't feeling it. The album felt like bad vibes. And you're trying to give
up. Bad vibes.
It did, man.
Man, come on the pod for slander. Like, what's going on, mate?
He was coming with that you're a pagan sort of energy. After a certain while, he's got to look himself in the mirror and be like, am I the pagan? Like,
we know he ain't, though. But we know he
is. Everyone's worrying me. He's made an EP for Stormzy. So there was about 3 or 4 tracks on there directed at Stormzy. And then on top of that, do you know what the best thing about it is? His versatility. So I agree with you. The fact that there were so many different tracks on there, I think 21 songs was too much. And it's too long. And then that DBE track is one of the worst songs I've ever heard in my life. And my man, what was my man saying? I still had your tongue on.
I
can still taste you on my tongue while I'm making this song. I said, yo, ads, man, like you can actually spit. This is getting ridiculous now. Like, you need to.
Don't you have like some of those moments where you just reminisce in that moment?
Listen, but I don't need to know that from ads, man. the way he put the bar together was just disgusting.
Valentine's Day's coming up as well.
Oh my god.
Get me deep it. Do you get what I'm saying? There's a deeper meaning to that. Do you get what I'm saying?
Oh, man. There's a lot of good in there, but I think the bad just outweighs the good for me. I think, I don't want to say it was mid, but it was like, it's just, it weren't great.
Name a better tape from a UK artist.
League of My Own 2 by Chip is a better tape than Slakes and Ladders.
I'm gonna lie to you. That was my first favorite, yeah. See, that's why I liked you apart from that other person in the yellow shirt. Do you get what I'm saying? League of My Own 2 for me personally was his best, yeah. And then this one, it just overshot it. So,
really?
I agree, League of My Own 2 could potentially.
I think it took a step backwards, man. I'm not gonna lie to you with this tape. I think it took a step back. And it's disappointing because I felt like, even coming off of, what's the name of the tape it was on last year? Insomnia. He was the best spitter on there by far. And for me, I kind of expected more, man. I'll be honest, I was disappointed with the tape as well.
I didn't personally expect more because I knew, okay, not new in it, but I had a feeling he was gonna give us that hard Chip, like never run out of bars type of vibe.
Yeah.
Do you get what I'm saying? Then he gave. I personally feel, yeah, this is so random, but I feel like he gave more songs for the girls, personally.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There was a lot of, like, the Tiwa Savage song. What? I played Jay now, do you get what I'm saying? And there's, what other song was it? The Eskimo Dance song.
Yeah.
That was Speed.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
I hear you on that one. Oh, I hear you on that one.
Crazy. Had me close.
That's what I'm saying. There was a lot of good on there.
Say that again.
I was saying there was a lot of good on there.
Yeah.
It's just I just weren't feeling that. The album just felt like bad vibes to me. Like I think this Stormzy thing has really got to him a bit. I don't know. That's just how I felt, and it just for me it started to become a bit draining. That's how I felt. I think the issue for me was maybe my expectations were too high because I was like, yo, the singles he'd been dropping beforehand were really good. Like that song, at first I wasn't crazy about it, but that song with him and Bugsy, Notorious, people not like it.
Bugsy Malone definitely redeemed himself on this song, Grown Flex.
I think Notorious is better than the one on this album.
I think personally. Chip knew what he was doing by doing Notorious. And to be fair, I don't really rate Notorious like that. You get other people like it. I just so don't like it in it, yeah. But Grown Flex, that was like a Chip. That for me was his lane. Do you get what I'm saying? So him just putting Bugsy on it, I felt like Bugsy's verse was cold on it. Do you get what I'm saying? Yeah. Mom was talking about the rise of like him and his girl. Do you get what I'm saying? And I thought that tune's cold. Do you get what I'm saying? But I don't really rate Notorious. I think Notorious is probably more of a radio song. I personally think.
Yeah.
Go on.
No, I'm just saying, I hear that. Like, every point you made, I do, for the most part, agree. I just personally enjoyed Notorious more. I can see why people would enjoy Grown Flex. It does have that sort of early 2000s sort of vibe. And I agree. I think Bugsy's verse is cold. But for me, I just prefer Notorious more. So when I was at, it's not even on the album, I was a bit disappointed. But yeah, man, I feel like for me it was a missed opportunity because he had a lot of vibes on him, and I just don't know. I think what will happen or what I'd have to look at is, will this album stand the test of time? At the end of the year, will we still be talking about this album? I don't know if we will be.
Oh, I'm not gonna lie to you. You got me there. However, there are still bangers on the album. Do you get what I'm saying?
Mm.
So me personally, as an avid listener of him, I know that will probably, some of them songs are in my top, I would say, in my top 50 songs ever made. You get what I'm saying? And that's what I'm saying. The Tiwa Savage one, I think that song is, oh my, that song is crazy.
It's
nice. The only song, I'm going to be honest, yeah, that I didn't like, that I felt like I could have, he should have probably done more on, was the Kid A Cudi song. Was it?
Yeah.
I forgot what it was called. But that song there, I felt like he could have done more, because I hear like Malik Berry on the production, I'm like, yeah, this is going to be cool. But yeah. I didn't really get...
Why did you... You didn't like that song?
You know what? Yeah, I liked it at the beginning, and then the more I listened to it, I'm like, you know what? Like, there's something missing for this, for me, from that song personally. I don't know. Maybe I might have been... I don't know. I might have got like a disrespectful text or something. Do you get what I'm saying? Before listening to it. Do you get what I'm saying? Like, when I listened to it after, I'm like, you know what? This song needs more. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, out of what, 21 tracks, yeah? I'm going to be honest. When I listen to the album, because there's certain tracks like Killer MC, the Daily Duppy, I was like, okay, I'm cutting them songs out because we've already heard them. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, got you.
And then the Lumidy song, I'm sorry, but...
That is not a good song.
I definitely agree, because that song...
Like, he needs to get reparations from Young Ad, and he needs to get his money back from... Young MA, what's her name now?
I think that song is absolutely calm. The one song I just thought there was no point in it being there was Interlude. It was just there.
It was a deeper song though. Was that the song where he was basically talking about like all the
body
girls
count and all that shit? Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
That was a deeper song. Do you get what I'm saying? Remember? Go on.
I mean, like, there's like an energy flow, do you get what I'm saying? And then you just dash the Interlude right there. It's just like, bro, just
I liked it.
Put down something else.
Eman, what did you think of the project? Did you like it?
It's definitely not like the best Chip project I've ever heard.
This is difficult, bro.
You know what was really good project? I feel like the one before League of My Own 2. League of My Own 2 is probably like, I would say yes, it's definitely cold.
Yeah.
But I think the EP, I would like to call it EP, before League of My Own 2, because that's where he was about to blow, but it was at a vulnerable point in his career. Do you know what I'm saying? It's either you're going to blow or you're just going to just die. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I'm saying? In terms of your career. So I think he made great music around that time, and even the song. These showers don't wash my sins away. I pray I'll be like that song, bruv. That song was just, it was a different feeling, it was a different vibe. Yeah. So, but this particular album, I would say it was a 7 out of 10 for me, because I think there's some tracks that just don't need to be there. And then also, shout out to Deji. Deji is the one that actually spread this conversation in the group chat.
I don't need to say that name in this podcast right now. Imagine you said his name and it started snowing outside, bro. Oh my God.
So yeah, big shout out to Deji, and pretty much he said something that made me change my mind on the whole Chip album. And he was like, is he really a top tier lyricist?
100%. Right?
And the more I listened to the album, I was like, I'm listening to Chip, but I think he could have been better. Do you get what I'm saying? But then again, I mean, there's not a lot of lyricism going on currently today in terms of the music scene. So when you hear Chip, it's like, I personally believe that his album could have been a lot better if he probably would have, if his motivation wasn't Stormzy.
You know what I'm saying?
I think his album could have been a lot better if his motivation wasn't Stormzy.
His whole roller package was on beef and Stormzy.
Yeah, the beginning.
To be honest, I think he just thought, you know what, I really want to just diss this guy and just keep continue to just diss him. But you know what, let me just make an EP, because right now I'm bored. Everyone's bored. Everyone wants to hear music from me, so let me just do it. I think that's what his whole thing was about.
My man sent 4 tracks. After that point, you're just talking to the wall.
Well, I watched the interview. When was it last week? And he was basically saying how he had it. Well, some of the tracks there already, but then he said because of insomnia, he pushed it back. So he only had to add like a few more, and then boom, we got Snakes and Ladders. Do you get what I'm saying? But even, oh my gosh, I need to apologize. The Movado track, Oh my
god. Good Tense is a good song, yeah. No.
Good song.
What?
Yeah,
good I'm song. Sorry. Too, bear in mind, the last time he done a track with Mavado, that track still gets played now.
Every girl still, gets played. Still rings off. That's a classic. That's a classic song.
He's a veteran, man. There's no, no doubt about it. He's top, one of the UK's best.
You say it's top five, yeah?
Yeah. Who, okay. Who's better? What? Gets is definitely on that list as well, 100%. Yeah.
Kano's on that list as well.
I'm talking about UK as well, yeah?
Yeah.
What's
UK?
Gets, and in no particular order. Gets, Chip, 100%. And if I'm... you know what? I'm going to put Skepta in there.
Yeah, I think you have to put Skepta in
there. He
and has
then, to be in there. Now, Kano needs to be in there. I'm sorry, Kano needs to be in there.
Oh, actually, you know what? It's a top 10 list because as I'm thinking now, there's people that ain't really even on grime like that that are still... Mm. Do you get what I'm saying?
Because it's all top tier.
That's what I'm saying.
There's like Merckxon. Merckxon has to go there for sure.
Merckxon for me is cold. Like, I would rather put like the movement just so I can like save space on my list. I'd put the movement as a whole. Do you get what I'm saying? Just to,
cool.
You know what I'm saying? Just to save some names. And I'm going to even put people like even Potter Paper. Potter Paper needs to be in that discussion.
Yeah, but he's different.
You get what I'm saying?
But then once you put that list there, where is he? Do you get what I'm saying? Where is he? Because he's battling between Skepta for number five.
He's a better lyricist than Skepta, 100%.
So he's five then?
Yeah, he's definitely top five.
Because Skepta, what you've done, you just put movement there. That's four artists. I mean, of course, the movement is not happening now because of...
Yeah. It's a bit techie.
But right there, that's four artists right there.
That's what I'm saying. I'm meant to give you like another six.
It's tough because
I would have said Wretch being up there because Wretch is probably that number one, number two, maybe.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, Wretch has done it mainstream as well. Mm. Like he's done it underground and mainstream, so he's really worked his way through it.
Mm. It's true.
So I get that. The thing is with him is I think he's an elite artist. He's been around for a long time. He is one of our best UK artists. I just think he's let himself down a bit here. And I think that was maybe because my expectations for the album were so high. But I think when I listened to this album, I like to use it as an opportunity to be like, Chipmunk's been here for years. Like, I think this was his 11th project. Like, that's insane. He's probably, to compare it to an American, he might be our version of someone like Fabulous, you know, someone that's been here for a long time. He's done it mainstream, he's done it underground, he's given us solid projects year after year. Like, we have to be grateful. So he's definitely got flowers to be given. It might not be necessarily for this project, but it was an opportunity for me to really sit back and be like, wow, you know, he's been doing this for a long time and he's not going anywhere. I think if anything, because he can do it with the new kids, he can do it with the, you know, and he can spit on anything. That's what is the most insane thing about him. Like, the versatility he showed on this album was insane, or on this project was insane, which I think he needs to take forward now. Maybe if there had been less songs, maybe I would have enjoyed it more, because it was towards the end that you could even tell it kind of felt like the project was getting bored of itself, is how I felt. Like, the effort in the later tracks just weren't as high as the effort in the first half. Like, you look at that first half of the album, if we were just talking about that, I'd have been like, probably on here, like, this is fantastic. But it's towards the end that I feel like he let himself down.
I get you. I'm not going to lie. Listening to you, that analysation was A1. I'm not even going to lie to you. Because I thought that as well, but I thought, nah, maybe it was just his thinking, innit? But as you said that, I'm thinking, you know what? You might even be right, you know? You get what I'm saying? Because the tracks kind of seem to, like, wimmer a bit at the end, and then they put on the song with Stylo G and Hailey, and then it like brought it back up again. Yeah. But then after that song, I think it was like Killer MC, and then it was.
He didn't need to put songs we'd already heard on there. I think
the mood was just different. Yeah, it was just different from all angles.
When you put tunes on that we've heard already, things like his Daily Duppy as well, like we've heard that, you know, and it doesn't really help the album. And another thing is, well done to him for picking the features, because every feature worked on their song. Like, they bought their A game. I think when you get on a Chip album, you know it's the time to shine. So everyone, you know, definitely did what they had to on their songs.
What about production as well?
Production was dope. Beat selection was fantastic. Again, it is just literally that second half where he lets himself down.
Mm-hmm.
I think we were just talking about the first half. We'd all be clapping right now and saying, yo, this is cold. But for me, he really lets himself down. And I think what's interesting is there's a lot of features on there. And some of the songs where he's on his own, I'm not enjoying them as much.
Ooh. I mean, how many songs? To be fair, he's not on his
one of a lot of them.
Yeah, yeah.
So when he was on his own, it kind of felt like, wow, I'm not too sure.
I got a question for all of you, yeah? So if Stormzy and Chip here were given the same beat selection for like an album, who do you think's album will come out better?
Same beat selection,
and they both had to produce an album on the same day with the same beats for each track number 1 to like number 10. Who do you think's coming out on top?
1 to 10.
Yeah,
the versatility.
Yeah,
so there's drill, there's grime, there's
Afro beats, R&B, all of that.
Okay, cool.
Yeah,
I think I might pick Stormzy purely because I think he's probably a better artist.
Okay, I would say he's a better artist, but I don't think he's a better like musically.
Oh no! He's not a better lyricist than Chip.
He could probably promote the tracks better though. 100%.
I'm never gonna have that conversation, but I think he has a better idea of how to put together a body of work. Does that make sense?
Yeah, you're right on that one.
So don't get me wrong, I think Chip has more in his locker, but I don't know. Stormzy's managed to kind of straddle the line a lot better than Chip has, in my opinion. I could be wrong. What do you guys think?
I don't know. It's a tough question. But I think, yeah, I agree. I think in terms of artists, I think Stormzy is probably the better of the two, and therefore would make a better project. But it's a tough one. It is a tough one.
Who is the target audience? That would
same
be
people. The same people.
But okay, but then there's the people, and then there's the radio.
That's 16-year-olds from Reading for Stormzy. That's Stormzy's album.
That's something 100%.
Because if we're talking about the accolades, for sure, Stormzy. Even what Colin said as well, he knows how to make a body of work. With this Chipmunk album, thankfully he said it's an EP.
Yeah, thankfully he said it's
an EP, not an album. Because if it was an album, a lot of people would look at him funny. So we thank God that he said it's an EP, but it doesn't necessarily mean that Chip, he's a seasoned vet. This game, meaning that he can actually come back and give the music that people actually need and it's necessary and to make a body of work. So I would have to go with Chip, because if it's for an album, I think he would really, he'll make 5 songs that the mandem and the people are definitely going to vibe to. Those 5 songs, they may not make it to the radio. Those 5 songs, people be like, oh, you know what? That song's really good. I really like that. I mean, the majority of the people.
Or something like that. Do you get what I'm saying? Like that.
And then the other 5 tunes, that is just strictly for the radio. Whereas Stormzy, we saw it with his other album. There was only 3 songs.
His whole entire album
that probably the mandem could vibe to. But the rest of it, everybody else could vibe to.
I definitely hear you when you say that Stormzy's a better artist, but the 2 albums that he's produced, I'm gonna be honest, they're not classics. See when Heavy as the Head came out. Are you trying to tell me
Heavy in the Head?
Are you trying to tell me that Jay Huss's was that a Jay Huss album or was that an EP?
Common Sense.
Yeah. No, not That's Common Sense. The one after
Big
that.
Big Conspiracy is an album.
Yeah, Big Conspiracy, yeah. So, what are you... I have a strong feeling each and every single one of you, still bang songs from Big Conspiracy than Heavy Is The Head. I don't even think none of you even banging tunes from Heavy Is The Head right now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's why I can't really take to Stormzy, because it's too commercial for me. I can't really go down that way.
I think Gang Signs and Prayers could be argued to be a classic just for what it did and how it, you know, really pushed him into an upper echelon sort of space, and it went number one and people were really ready to hear what he had to say. And he did have some big moments on there. I still think the song with him, Jay Huss and Getz, you know, that's a real moment. Heavier Head, less so. I mean, the only song that from that that I'm really crazy about is Audacity with him and Heady One. But I don't know after that. Say that again?
I think that song is terrible.
What?
Terrible. I think it's terrible. The only song I found from that album is Vossi Bot and Superheroes. The only two songs. But other than that, I forget about the album.
Is Wiley Flow on there as well?
Actually,
Wiley Flow is there.
Sorry, apologies.
Yeah, Wiley Flow is cold, man. Yeah. Wiley Flow is cold.
Listen, I said three Vossi songs. Bot was a joke.
Sorry?
Yeah, but the thing is, that song came out years ago. It was supposed to come out
It was
years
supposed
ago.
To come out in 2015.
Yeah.
Oh, Vossi Bot. Fair.
Yeah, I thought that song was a joke.
That's the thing, and I think it was because it was catchy and it was for the radio. Do you get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But then again, we're living in a time now where, like, everything is a lot, music is a lot of, how can I say it, like, clouty. Do you get what I'm saying? So people are trying to move just so they can get on the radio. Do you get what I'm saying?
And yeah, that's such a really interesting point. I guess even maybe a topic for another day, but yeah, no, that is quite interesting.
I think sometimes people are
trying to catch that moment. But what did you say, Cole?
I think sometimes it's hard to make the comparison from Stormzy to Chip. I really do, because I think with Chip, he's kind of done it all, see it all. Do you know what I mean? Like he had that phase where he was putting out hella commercial music.
And
we still enjoyed it for what it was because we liked Chip and we knew he was talented enough. But you know, some of that stuff aged like milk. You know what I'm saying? I think we're gonna say the same thing with Stormzy. Like once he eventually finds his balance, we're gonna look back and say, yo, that Vossi Bop or that Big for Your Boots, like Demi said recently, that shit aged like milk. You know what I'm saying? So it's not, I see why people like to compare the two, because obviously they're warring right now.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a bit of a,
and what they're both saying is not the same thing.
If you listen to the music, you're gonna say Chip. Do you know what I'm saying? Is what I'm trying to say.
Mm.
But I see the potential in Stormzy in order to for him to get his career where it needs to be. It's just obviously, you know, he's more of a poster boy at the moment.
Yeah, he's the golden child. He's like Anthony Joshua. Anthony Joshua.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
And it's easy to throw stones at the golden child. Do you know what I'm saying?
That's the thing. When you're at the top, people are going to try and throw the stones.
For sure.
I've heard...
To be expected.
Yeah, basically, exactly that. You know what I'm saying? But, like, yeah, man, we're living in a time now where, like, music is very... It's here today, gone tomorrow. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I noticed a lot... I was talking to someone about this the other day. I noticed, like, a lot of the songs people are making, it catches the attention of everybody, yeah? But then they make a couple more singles, but they're not really good, like, musicians, you get what I'm saying? So, like, I'm not going to mention no names, you know what I'm saying, because I don't want to upset anyone, you get what I'm saying? But there's a lot of people we listen to right now on the radio that are not going to be here in, like, 2 years' time.
Oh, but that's a fact. But we've seen it happen hundreds of times. Like, it's not even... That's not shocking whatsoever. You know,
and it's about how you know as well. I've noticed as well. You get what I'm saying? So let's say now, for instance, the other day, Stormzy's DJ did the whole payola thing. Yeah.
That's a big that
I'm saying. So if he's doing it, not saying other people are doing it, but that means he's in a way stopping decent musicians from coming through. Do you get what I'm saying? Or he ain't gonna play some of Chip's tracks because obviously he's got an affiliation to Stormzy and stuff like that. Do you get what I'm saying?
He's
gonna want to do or say anything that's gonna mess up their relationship with Stormzy. Do you get what I'm saying? So when we talk about like radio and songs like that, I feel like a lot of Chipmunk songs from Snakes and Ladders could potentially be on the radio. Do you know what I'm saying? I feel
like
because of the whole Stormzy thing, they don't want to mess up their relationships or potential relationships. You know what I'm saying? But we live in a fickle world anyway. Do you get what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying? That's the
move
for you anyway.
All right. I guess just to close this topic, everyone give what they rate it out of 10. So I'm going to start. I'm going to say this. It was a 6 out of 10 for me.
Yeah, I'm thinking the same. I'm thinking the same. I'll be honest, I didn't enjoy it, but I appreciate him as an artist, and I've always I'll always check for him, but I didn't think it was very good at all. I'll be honest.
Anyone else, I could have been given a lower score, but yeah, I have to give Chip his flowers this time around. But 6 out of 10 for me.
Damn,
it's a 7.5. So yeah, 7.5 for me, because there's a lot of songs I still vibe to. So it's not a bad album. And the thing is with albums, for me, sometimes if it didn't hit the first time, later on in the year, I'll go back to that album, listen to it. And if I miss something, then cool. But this album, I've been banging. So I say 7.5 out of 10.
Well, as obviously, do you get what I'm saying? The chipmunk savior, do you get what I'm saying? I'm gonna go for 8.5. Yeah, obviously, as Iman knows, I went higher before. When it first came out, I was high. I was up there. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Certain people that I will not mention, do you get what I'm saying? Like, realize a few things and brought me down. But honestly, I'll have to give it an 8.5 because for me, there's some solid tracks on it and it gives me everything. Do you get what I'm saying? If that means what I'm saying.
I'd be interested to get your point later in the year or get your score later in the year because I can see that maybe going down even
more.
All right, cool. We'll have to find out later in the year.
Definitely not.
All right. So the second topic is this video is hilarious. Gorilla Glue Girl. She's even trending on Twitter. I don't know if there's a lot to say on it, but I just wanted to touch on it because Iman brought it up. But this video is hilarious. Please, people, going forward, read the packaging.
Just to give you some context. Pretty much, there was an individual, a woman, and she was using hair products, and she used specifically a type of hair glue to make sure that, you know, a certain type of style of hair will remain for the duration of the day. So that product had run out in her household, so she decided to use a completely different glue, which is Gorilla Glue, which is used for construction or DIY projects. It's industrial. That's a better word to describe it. Industrial construction or DIY projects. And she put on her hair and she's had that hairstyle for a couple of weeks. Now, I would have to say 10 out of 10 for actually holding up the hairstyle because Gorilla Glue could actually come
out. Thing, man. It did
they might it. Have, they might have to step in to the hair industry just because of that. So
they did their thing.
You ain't lying.
She's not. They're not lying. But the saddest thing is, she can't get the glue out of her head because it's been it's been in her head for a couple of weeks. So
it looked like glass on top of her head. Because you know, like when she was like rubbing the shampoo, it was just like shoom. I was thinking, hold on, one second, what is going on here? But I'm not gonna lie, crazy. The eyes are mad as well.
Her scalp is screaming.
Yeah, screaming.
I feel for the girl, man. This peak. What's the situation? Like, where does it go?
So she went to the hospital yesterday. And now they're trying to get it out. I think washing it ain't going to help. Ain't going to do nothing. So I think they've given her alcohol and acetone or something like that.
Acetone and pure H2O.
Isn't that
distilled water?
I don't know. You know what? I think she just got a cut of losses. She's gonna have to drop the top.
there's a TikTok video where there's a dermatologist and he said that, mate, if you can't get off with the acetone, you're gonna have to use a product which is not really good for your skin, but that I'm sure will actually get rid of whatever situation you're in. Mm. But you're gonna have to see a dermatologist because your skin is going to be messed up. Jeez. And it's like,
she doesn't really have a lot of choices, man. It's fucked, really.
It won't kill her roots, will it, if she cuts it off?
I don't know. She doesn't really have a lot of choices, which is, it is sad. It is really sad, but there's the glue not a lot she can do.
And her hair
have married.
Like that. Yeah, married.
Fam, when she did that and it sounded like she was from concrete, I said, nah. It's over, darling.
That's crazy.
I washed my hair. 15 times. I was crying. 15 times to wash your hair and nothing. I'm running to the hospital.
Do you know how long it takes to wash hair as well, bruv? That's no joke thing.
That's no joke.
And it's sit there just scrub, 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 shampoo, conditioner, and then try and...
The hair is not moving. Like, it is stuck like that. That could be your life thing, you know?
No.
I've got a really bad joke to say, but I don't want to say it.
Nah, it's not a cartoon, man.
It's up and it's down.
Well, if it's stuck, then it's up.
It's up, then it's
stuck. That's wild. No, I feel for her, man. Poor lady. That is some real. You can't even.
Speaking of up and it's stuck, have you man seen what Lil Uzi done to his head?
Yeah, that's ridiculous, man.
Lil Uzi Vision.
Yeah. Let me just demonstrate something for you right now. Yeah, you see how I put on my clothes?
Yeah.
If I just do this, that's it. That is it. And I struggle to get this off. Bam. I even said it on Instagram. It just takes one fight, one headbutt, one curious child, one safari monkey.
Mm-hmm.
One safari
monkey. One slap from the mum. You know, preachers that are coming to preach to you and then lay hands on you. Demon, come out, bruv. That's it. Your forehead.
I don't know what he's doing. Hadn't even surgically get that in there. Nah, he's different,
thinking, man. How do you manage to get that in somebody's head? And for me, it's the obviously I'm assuming he must have got a little discount. Do you get what I'm saying? But 24 million in your head.
Boy, listen. If I catch him, it's Thanos. It's on site.
Wild robbery, fam. Even no, what's his name? RV. Actually, I don't want to incriminate him, so let me not say anything. But yeah.
It's if I ever see Lil Uzi Vert, it's Black Air Force this time. I'm telling you that for free. Ooh,
big facts, the all black everything coming on. What?
Real talk.
Yo, that Nike Tech tracksuit's coming out. It's over. If he sees he needs to know
it's
what
essentials.
Time is.
It's essentials. It's essential.
Essentials hoodie, yeah.
I'm gonna put the fear of God in him for sure.
That's hilarious. That's a fact. Fear of God. That's the episode name, dog. Are you man into jewelry like that?
No. Don't get me wrong, I like my Rolexes and that, but I'm not really into jewelry what Rolexes are watches, isn't it? No, I'm not really into jewelry, actually. You know what? Let me just cut the crap. I'm not even into jewelry like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll be liking necklaces and chains and stuff like that. You know, hopefully, inshallah, one day earn enough to, you know, be able to afford the real chains, but I'm not putting 24 million anywhere near my head, man. Not on my body.
You get what I'm saying? When you're ready,
he's a dumbass.
When you're ready, boy.
And that's a loose gem as well. Like, so I have watched a couple of videos on just jewelry, and mainly it's due to the fact that my mum is very, very much invested in jewelry, specifically gems. So then when I see something like that where it's a $24 million diamond, the reason why they leave it as a loose-cut diamond is because, I mean, the moment you put it into something, it loses its value because there is a possibility it could have inclusions afterwards. Mm. In other words, it could be cracked. So the fact that you decided to put a freaking gem on your head...
My man's going to be bleeding like Rick Ross and... Not Rick Ross. Ric Flair in WWE, man. This is stupid. It's one of the dumbest things I've ever seen someone do.
Can you take a picture?
I see the vision. Yeah. I see the vision. No pun intended. I see the vision, but no.
I'll give you that. That's decent still. The chip is wearing off on you, man. Do you get what I'm saying? You man are just hitting me with the bars. Do you get what I'm saying?
You feel me?
The older I've got, I've kind of appreciated watches more. Because my dad used to have loads of watches when I was younger, and I never really understood it. I was like, why do you need something to tell you the time? You know what I mean? But the older I get, the more I kind of appreciate how they look, and just the whole art of keeping it and it appreciating and actually getting money from it and all that. But you know, as far as jewelry, like besides necklaces, which I have a few, but I never wear. I just never really understood the whole concept of having a diamond in your head or a gem in your head. Do you know what I mean?
So. Listen, I'm not understanding it, man. He's crazy. That's a different type of dumb. you know. I hope JT slaps it out of his head.
How did he even manage to pull a girl like JT?
I don't know. Hey, your money talks, man. That's what I'm going to say.
Money talks, man.
I mean, you could have a headband. You could easily just have a headband and make it make sense. You get what I'm saying? But you went...
Oh, he went and put it in his head. My man went and put the mind stone in his head. He's just different, man.
Because if someone rips that out, do you get what I'm saying? If someone just...
That day is going to hurt.
Nah, you see these tattoos that he has here, and you see these eyebrows. They're going to have to surgically remove that and take something off of your bum, skin graft, slap on your forehead. Now your bum forehead.
I didn't even think about that. Like, if he wants that out at some point, like, it's all fun and games, because when you're young, we won't, but like, okay, let's just chalk it up to he's quite young, he's having fun, X, Y, and Z. You know what? We're in the middle of a pandemic as well, so your mind runs around. But when you're like...
It's not 24, it's 25, so that's not young no more, bro.
It's still young in terms of... It's something someone in their 20s might do, like, just for conversation's sake. We won't, but I can see someone doing it. When he's 40, 50, and he's got kids, listen, you're going to look like an idiot.
Big facts.
Uzi vision, fam. That's what it is.
Uzi vision. Wanda vision. What Wanda vision?
Have you watching that?
Nah, it's a good show, man. I rate it highly. It's probably the best show on TV right now.
Has everybody watched episode 5?
Yeah, I'm up to date.
Episode 5. What happened? I sometimes need to be reminded of these things. She come out of the thing, innit?
Yeah.
Nah, she's different, man. I don't know what she's. Oh man, she's moving mad. She is the villain.
My thing is this year. So when I think the first episode came out, I thought I'm not really bothered about this. I need a Marvel film. I don't need no TV series.
Yeah? I hear that.
Second episode came out. I'm like, I'm not tuning in yet. I got other shows to watch. Yeah. When episode 3 come out, I was who was I talking to? I was talking to my girl, and she was like, oh, her friend said, watch it. Yeah. So
yeah.
I said, my girl's like, all right, cool. I'll wait for you to watch the 2 episodes, and then we'll watch number 3 together. I watched number 1, and I swear to you, I've never watched opening show for a series before in my life where I'm like, how the hell did this manage to get on TV? Yeah.
That's a fact.
What is the world coming to? I said, bro, I said, we went through Endgame to this. I said, no, that was I watched episode 2 and I'm like, okay, I'm getting really confused. I don't know what the hell's going on here. I'm like, rah, Vision's alive, like my guy Vision. And then I watched, there was this guy. Are we allowed to like plug YouTube things in that here?
Yeah, go ahead, man.
He breaks down one. You know them comic book people, they do the breakdowns.
Yeah, go ahead.
Awesome Sutton. I forgot his name. And I watched that. It made sense. He broke it down and I'm like, oh my gosh, this is a deeper one. And then episode 3, the Monica Rambeau. Was that episode 3, the Monica Rambeau episode?
Yeah, I think so.
That was a deeper beginning to an episode, you know? Then... Every time I watch WandaVision, I always watch the breakdown because you know them comic book people that invested in it.
Yeah.
The way they break it down and they say this, that, and the other thing, and her children, and then the children are just getting older. But obviously, I'm assuming, do you know who the children are meant to be as well?
They're meant to be her children from the comics.
Young Avengers.
Looking in something. Yeah.
And then the brother turning up. Obviously, I'm ruining it. I apologize.
Nah, go ahead. They should know by now.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah, sorry.
Spoiler alert.
When the brother turned up, and then obviously the link to the X-Men. This is crazy.
Yeah, that was just.
But when they go down and that, I'm like,
when she said she recast Pietro, and I saw Evan Peters, I said, "Yo, Marvel's on small. Yeah, Ain't nobody touching them.
They're going in still.
That's a fact.
And the fact that she is changing reality as well. The fact that she changed her dress. Into like she changed Monica Rambeau's bulletproof vest into a full dress. And was like, wow, she's changing the fabric of reality at the current moment. She's putting it as a TV show. She's actually insane.
She's different, man. I don't think there's anyone that can beat her.
Well, she can beat Thanos, isn't it? They're saying like apparently that like, she could, if she wanted to beat Thanos, she could. But this is
yeah. She had Thanos on ropes till he had to say, "Yo, release everything, the whole armor, let it go,
let the thing go." Nah, it was a good episode. Yeah, nah, man. I really enjoyed that.
You think she's
really done their thing?
What'd you say?
You think she's a villain?
I think there's something else going on, you know. I think there's somebody else pulling the strings.
In a way, do you get what I'm saying? But you can't go from villain to good person to then back to villain. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
She needs to understand that Thanos in that situation, you need to be vexed at Thanos. Don't be vexed at the world. Fair enough, if you love someone, you love someone. But the way she's carrying on, she will kill for Vision, you know.
Yeah, you know, the girls be like that, though.
Definition of ride or die right there, you know.
Yeah,
that's a fact.
Even Vision is like, yo, you didn't have to bring me back. Like,
yeah. He's not even on it. He's not on it at all.
He's not at all. But well done to them, man, because that Evan Peters reveal was A1. Like, they could have done it any other way, or they could have done it in a more, you know, cheesy, or we could have seen it coming way, but no one saw that coming. And I'd known he'd been cast for a while, but yeah, it was perfect execution. What Marvel's created is elite content right now.
Quite a minute episode is dead though.
It kind of is, but I'll take it, man. At the end of the day, right now, when a contentless world, because you know, people can't necessarily film, so I'll take anything. Maybe in normal times, I would have been a bit like, yeah, they really need to be giving me an hour, but I'll take it.
Yeah, no, for real, for real. What other shows you?
Say that again.
What other shows are you watching at the moment?
So I just finished. I just finished watching Bridgerton because I saw everyone going on about it online. It's not bad. It's fine. It's fine. It's a good show. I want to try getting to Lupin because I've heard good stuff about it.
Yeah, I finished that the other day.
Is it just French Money Heist?
There's similarities, but it's still worth a watch. It's actually quite good. It's quite good. It's not bad. It's definitely, if you ain't got nothing else to watch right now, I'd watch it for sure. Quite short as well. I started to watch Community. I'm like 2 episodes in.
Listen, you're in for a real ride, but yeah, season one.
Apparently, what, it jumps off a cliff?
Listen, jumps off Mount Everest is what I say.
Swear.
It is, but seasons 1 to 3, some of the best TV ever.
Calm. I needed like a 20-30 minute sitcom. Do you know what I mean? After I watched, after I watched The Office, I was like, I need something new, man.
US Office.
US Office, yeah.
Yeah, currently at the moment I'm watching Snowpiercer. Season 1.
Bad boy show.
And I catch up to season 2 because I think I'm on episode 8.
On what?
On season 1, yeah, season 1. Bad boy. So this time they've taken over the train, they've done their madness, and then they've separated the train.
Rolls up, you know.
And then
on the back of the train. Don't push me.
I don't really see how it can be a season 2, though, because
the way it ends is hot.
But for me, I've seen the film, so I understand the premise. But my thinking has always been, how could there be a season 2? Because they've done their thing. So the aim is to get to the front of the train and take over.
Remember, I don't even want to call him Mr. Yeah, Mr. Western. Remember, we don't know who he
is. Okay.
So obviously I don't want to ruin it because you haven't finished it yet, innit? But keep watching because things get real smoky in there. Do you get what I'm saying?
Right.
And then obviously if you watch the ending, you'll be like, oh wow, I need to watch season 2. Do you get what I'm saying? I can't say nothing.
Okay.
You get what I'm saying? Because obviously it's going to ruin it for you, innit? But like when it gets to the end, obviously they've already rose up. Do you get what I'm saying? So I'm halfway through the first season, innit? So imagine after you've rose up, what have you got to do then? Do you get what I'm saying? Things are going to get very techie because you've got the people in first class. They don't want to give up their seats and all these kind of things. You get what I'm saying? And then
just for clarification, yeah? You see the 7 class they got rid of?
Yeah.
Right? Who was there? Was it second class or first class? Because I'm very unsure because I know there was a bunch of people.
Was that the one where they were in the girl that went to court and they got left in it. The girl
basically, my man Leighton, he was surrendering.
Yeah.
So they wrote, he wrote on the paper, put the white flag and all that other stuff, yeah. And then he dipped. And then, what's her name? The lady, she came, told her, told him the plan, how to get rid of the army, mm-hmm. and also how to get rid of the two parents.
Yeah, the
parents. So who was in...
Yeah, who was in...
Was that the first class? Yeah.
No, so basically, you know the school, the classroom?
Yeah.
Yeah, basically, they're in that classroom, innit? But I don't think they're like, it's a class system on that particular train that got left, innit? So they're carriages, innit? You get what I'm saying? But there's all the classes still like within their little main little bit. But they were just on a few carriages that they let go. Do you get what I'm saying?
Mm.
And I'm not gonna lie, Snowpiercer for me, I was just like, okay, I need a show to watch. Yeah, and I thought, okay, cool. I like the premise. Do you get what I'm saying? I like to see shows where like people rise up and take over, innit?
Mm.
Like, this one was a deeper one because you don't know who's calling the shots, innit?
Yeah.
Obviously, we know who's calling the shots. But they don't, innit? So it's about that whole thing of like, imagine I'm telling you what to do because someone else is telling me, and I'm telling you, yeah, like my man telling me, but the person don't exist. You get what I'm saying? It's crazy.
Mm.
And then obviously, when you get to the end of the first season, you'll know and you'll be like, okay, you need to watch season two. I ain't even started watching season two yet because I need to get at least maybe 6-7 episodes just to watch at once so I can just wait another 7 weeks to just finish it off.
Show you.
I
can't. What was the? I think that was a final topic. So, what was the final topic?
Happy birthday, homie!
Oh yeah, lockdown birthdays.
Happy birthday,
Mazza. Of course, I believe my guy.
Appreciate it. Yeah, man. The new normal, lockdown birthdays. Obviously, you two, Iman and Collins. I know you had to have lockdown birthdays and. Now I'm in that mix as well. Like, it's mad, really. Like, this is at least for till the summer, probably going to be the new normal.
Oh, yeah,
how do you man feel?
It is what it is. You know what I mean?
Mm.
Can't be too mad about it. I'm still alive. I'm still breathing. You know,
that's
get to see family, get to celebrate with you to some degree. Renee, when's your birthday? Have you had a lockdown one?
You know what? My birthday is July 19th, innit? So,
oh, he's escaping it. 2 years ago, that's the I rate that. When our babies are just laughing at us.
Yeah. Like, everything opened up on what, July 4th, innit? But they was it the rule of six?
Yeah.
So, that was techie. Obviously, I don't want to bait myself up on big podcasts. You get what I'm saying? Yeah, I'm saying, like, obviously, get me. I celebrate.
Rules have to be broken, man.
No, rules have to be broken. You get what I'm saying? However, the thing is, what I did for my birthday, people could have easily snitched. You get what I'm saying?
That's 10K fine.
Say less.
Well, the thing is, listen,
the thing is, no one was abiding to the rules at that time. Yeah, I remember on July 4th, they didn't want to open the pub. On the day they opened it, like the next morning, 6:30. Do you get what I'm saying? They said that you have to open at 6:30 because July 4th is an American holiday, and people are just gonna find any reason to celebrate.
For real.
On that time, I just saw, like, in my area, I saw a bunch of pubs just open up. Mind you, coming out,
people lost their mind.
Yeah, mad thing.
You see people in the road or not?
What?
Bam. Like, it was quiet for like a few moments, and the next thing, boom, I just see everybody in a pub. And like, people are just not social distancing at all, people are not caring.
That's why the numbers went straight back up because Corona said, yeah, this is my time. It went triple double.
Ah, big fact.
Yeah, Corona was putting numbers up after that for real, but No, I think, again, I agree with Colin, you just have to be grateful and hopefully, you know, we'll be able to be back outside and actually celebrate people's birthdays again. And I think, again, every opportunity I get, I will be saying I'm really looking forward to hopefully summer being as normal as possible. But these men in charge are dumb.
How's your birthday, bro?
It was good. I can't complain that now that it was a real opportunity to see... I think birthdays are great because they're just an opportunity for people to show you love. And, you know, you can't do that necessarily every day. You can't be messaging someone every day, but it's just an opportunity for people in your village to come together and say, yo, we love you, respect you, and I hope you have a good day. So I for that reason alone, yeah, yesterday was a really good day because so many people showed out. You, man, came out and did your thing. Check out the Instagram if you want to see it. But, yeah, no, it was a good day. For lockdown birthday as well, it was a lot better than I expected because, obviously, there's nothing you can do. And you, man, know me. I'd be outside causing havoc, talking to someone's door.
That's a fact.
What's the first thing you're doing, like, when everything is, let's say, potentially back to normal and we can live life again? What's the first thing you're doing?
I just want to go to a really good house party, you know? Like, I'm missing that. Or a really good house party, a really good traditional hall party, you know, them ones where, you know, some people are native and the music is booming. You got your uncles in the corner eating the jollof rice. I need that sort of environment. So one of those two, a hall party or a house party, man.
Mm-hmm.
DJ's going off. Like, there's so many songs I want to hear outside in a setting as well.
Yeah. I would say a barbecue, man.
Yeah, add that to the list for sure.
Because, like, a barbecue, everyone's really chill. But then when it comes towards the nighttime, that's when it's starting to pop off.
It comes alive, yeah.
It's lit.
Yeah.
Listen, if I'm at your barbecue and you don't know me, just face your front, man. I'm not on badness. It's all love. I'm here to have a few burgers and some chicken wings and, you know, probably vibe to some music as well. So don't kick me out if you see me at your barbecue, is what I'm saying.
Embrace the love, innit?
Exactly.
Yeah. I think I'm gonna try and fly out, man. I wanna go away. I need to get out of this country for a little bit.
Mm.
Even if it's for a weekend, I just want to go away and just have a good time and come back.
Mm.
Get flued out. Yeah, man.
Get flued out.
Meant to be going away in August still. Right, flights have been
the same as well.
Yeah, I'm saying. So fingers crossed. Obviously I'm going to Grenada in August, so boy, I just hope COVID and the powers that be, do you get what I'm saying? They just sort out.
Mm.
Sort out. But I definitely get a vaccine. I'll tell you that for free, 100%.
You ain't getting it?
I ain't getting no vaccine, bro. Never.
Sign me up, man. I'm joining the X-Men, bro. Inject it in my veins, bro. one of the mutants, bro.
Inject it. Nah, I hear that. Yeah, I get that. And a lot of people feel that way. It's not for us, really, I don't think. But funny enough, you say that. Both my parents have had it because they work in, my dad's a doctor, so NHS ain't playing, like, it's more or less you have to get in there. And my mum's also had it. So I think, and they're of an older age than us as well, so them having it makes sense. But for young people who are a bit on the fence or a bit like, I'm not getting it. The only thing that I think will make young people get it is if they say you can't travel without it.
Big facts. I'll be first in the queue when they say, "Oh, you."
Might change his tone so quickly.
Yeah, but in my opinion, will change. Pause, man.
Listen. I think there's a list of things that I think will change young people's stance on it is if you can't go clubbing or like to festivals and that, and if you can't travel and if you can't make bread. There's a lot of people online that I think will change quickly.
Yeah, there's a lot of people online who will cap, for sure.
Capping. For all caps. The cap on this app is too high, man. The cap in the app. Is there anything else anyone wants to get off their chest?
Song recommendations.
Yes, thank you for reminding me. I always forget. My song recommendation for this week is Diggity and AJ Tracy Bringing It Back, Fire Song. That
collab. You like AJ Tracy now?
Listen, I've been telling you, man, if he's on like what he's supposed to be doing, he brought the old packages flow back. That's speaking to me, my guy. That's the AJ Tracy that I like, that I was rinsing off the EPs before all of this mainstream shit. Again, if I see AJ Tracy when the pod is properly popping and we're at the Brits, we'll have a conversation. You know, it might go left. It might go left, but I'm prepared.
That's a good song. That's a good choice.
It's a fantastic song, man. And Digga D, he's trying to get MVP right now. He is on a very nice roll. Yeah, he's been doing his thing for real. So bring AJ Tracy, Digga D, bring it back. West London, stand up.
I hear that, man. Mine is Schoolboy Q and Freddie Gibbs. They dropped a track called Gang Signs.
Freddie Gibbs is my guy, man.
Oh, man. Yeah. He's been my favorite rapper the past few years, like, comfortably. And I've loved Schoolboy Q for a long time as well. So seeing them two on a track is always nice. That's my choice for the week.
My song choice, well, I have two songs, but the one I've been listening to like constantly this week is Kid Cudi and Schoolboy Q. That song is a different vibe.
It's dangerous vibe.
Yeah, dangerous. Super vibe. But the song that I'm gonna put on for playlist this week is A1, J1, and it's latest trends. That song bangs, fam. It's A1XJ1.
I thought you said J. I was about to say, bro. What?
not that guy that we're thinking of. No, not him. I mean, shout outs to him, innit? Do your thing, but I'm talking about somebody else, my guy. So, smell me. Yeah, no, that song bangs. And that was from a recommendation from Deji, but the song definitely slaps.
I'm gonna throw one out there. What's his name? AM featuring H Mondia. I think it's called Back of the Uber or Bricks in the Uber or something like that.
He's on a different level, you know. He's cold.
Yeah, I'm saying. I think it's Back of the Uber or Bricks in the Uber, one of the two. And that tune there, especially when you're listening to it with like speakers and stuff like that. For me, I like my music, innit, yeah? There's certain types of music I just don't listen to. But, like, when I listen to music, I don't even listen to, like, the raps in that first, innit? I listen to the beat, yeah? And that beat is just cold. And then AM with the chorus. Oh, boy. And the H1DR. Mad. Oh, it's called Brick in the Uber.
Brick in the Uber. Okay.
Hold you. Okay.
Give it a listen for sure.
All right, well. That's it, episode 73, Main Chapman Podcast. You made it.
Yes, sir.
Good episode. Good conversations we had. Good recommendations from all. Everyone, take care. Have a blessed week.
You, man. Big up, made it, man.
Of course, man.
Safety.